Okay. Sunday morning, May 5th, 2019. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut, and the title of this is Lay Down Your Crutches. You know, when Jesus, he healed the sick, you know, he'd say, if they was on a sleeping bed, rise up and walk. Pick up your bed and walk. Or lay down your crutches and walk. Okay. There's a new era, a time when I will require of you to lay aside crutches. What are crutches? Old ways of doing things, old wineskins, new wine, new era. John chapter 5 is what I want to look at. Verse 1, it says, later on there was a Jewish festival for which Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem a pool near the sheep gate. This pool in the Hebrew is called Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great number of sick folk, blind, some crippled, some paralyzed. They're waiting for the bubbling up of the water for an angel of the Lord. This is all in italicized, so I don't know. It says, for an angel of the Lord went down in appointed seasons into the pool and moved and stirred up the water. Whoever then first, after the stirring up of the water, stepped in was cured of whatever disease with which he was afflicted. There was a certain man there who had suffered with a deep-seated and lingering disorder for 38 years. When Jesus noticed him lying there, knowing that he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, do you want to become well? The invalid answered, sir, I have nobody. When the water is moving, to put me into the pool, but while I'm trying to come myself, somebody else steps down ahead of me. Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your bed, and walk. Instantly the man became well, recovered his strength, and picked up his bed and walked, but that happened on the Sabbath. All right, over in verse 14, it says, afterward, when Jesus found him in the temple, he said to him, see, you're well, stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you. He had certain, I think he was, I don't have anybody. Have you ever, you know, talk to people, they're sick, and you're trying to get them in faith, and all they can do is, I don't have anybody, I don't have this, the Lord don't love me, all this garbage. Well, I don't have anybody. And I try to step down, and somebody steps in front of me. Get up and walk. Get up and walk. Oh, thinking patterns. Jesus warned him, stop sinning. Stop letting your mouth ensnare you and get you in back into where you were. In fact, it'll be worse this time if you go back. Okay. His old ways got him sick. But nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Don't we all want sympathy? We want everybody to know the trouble we've seen and how bad it's been and how hard it's been. Get up and walk. Jesus didn't feed into the pity party. Get up. You've struggled for years, but no more. Get busy doing the Master's business. Leave all that old way behind you. Lean on the Lord, not your methods. There's a lot to be said about that. Mm-hmm. You know, even as faith people, we can get into our methods and it turns into work. Okay, let's look at Proverbs 3. Verse 5. Lean on. See, if you don't lean on crutches, you lean on Him. Lean on, trust in, be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes, reverently fear and worship the Lord, and turn away from evil. It should be health to your nerves and sinews and marrow and moistening to your bones. And on it goes. It talks about prosperity. Now this is the Lord speaking. I have a lot I want you to do. Much I want you to change. Get busy. I will show you as you leave your crutches behind. Trust me and go forward. New wine can only go into new wineskins. David could not wear Saul's armor. Time to take Saul's armor off. Time to lay aside every care and follow me. I'm leading you out of the operation of this fallen system into the operation of the kingdom of God. He's leading us out just like he led them out of Egypt. In fact, that's what the Lord gave me when this ministry, right before it started. I want you to set people free from the strongholds of their minds. And he gave me the analogy of Moses bringing the children of Egypt out, Israel out of Egypt. Except the kingdom that we've been subject to has seized our minds. And it seized their minds too, because most of them didn't inherit. Because they couldn't come out of the magic kingdom. All right, the Lord's been speaking to us this way for a few weeks now, that he wants us to get busy. We have gotten past this baby stage, this coddling stage, and it's time now he's asking us to step up, because there's a lot going on that needs to be changed for his plan to go into place. We're on the eve of the release of a lot of damaging evidence towards these Luciferian people, these puppets of Satan that want to destroy our world. They're being used by Satan to bring the Antichrist system. The Lord says, not yet. Not till my great harvest. And many souls are brought in.